Can you tell me about your work with charities?
Well, we've been involved with the Leicestershire Hospice for about 5 years, doing charity work for the wood turning and that. But my wife's been involved with it for a lot longer than that, and she helps out at the charity shop in Castle Street where they sell stuff that goes to the hospice. So she's been involved with it a lot longer than me, but we've done it with the wood turning for the last 5 years.
Have you helped with any diabetic charities?
Well, actually, we've formed a diabetic club for the local Hinckley area 10 years ago, and we're just coming up to our 10th year now. So we formed the club 10 years ago, and we've done charity work and that to raise money for diabetes, and we meet every month and have different speakers come, and the club is involved with raising money for diabetes to help people with it.
How did you set about setting up a group?
Well, there was quite a few people interested in a group, because a lot of new people that are diagnosed say they don't get help at hospitals and they don't know what to do. So a lot of us that have had it a long time can advise people what the best thing to do and to try and help them to get them on the right way and not get too downhearted, because it's like everything. If you've got something, you've just got to live with it and get on with it and do the best you can.
Did you advertise for members?
Well, we advertise for members, but I think you only get the certain few that are interested in it. It's like every charity and that. People, if they're interested, will come on it, but those that aren't interested don't want to get involved. So we've picked quite a few members up that are really involved and help out at charity dues to help raise money, but a lot of them people just come to the meetings and aren't involved with anything else.
You said that some of the more recently diagnosed people feel that they don't get enough information from the hospitals, but you felt when you were diagnosed you got a huge amount of help. Do you think that's a change?
Well, I think so, because when I first had it, I think the doctors hadn't got so many patients to look after, and there was just diabetic specialist doctor, whereas now the general practitioners do a lot of the work for diabetes, and to me it's not right, because they don't really understand completely about diabetes, because everybody's different. You talk to members in the group, and everybody, it seems to affect everybody different. So I think everybody wants different treatment, but if the doctor doesn't know about it, they can't really treat it.